Rose and Grant had heard all the possible variations on the joke that no one read the paper anymore. Anyone looking to take them down a peg or two would have to dig deeper for an insult. For Grant, mention his late growth spurt. For Rose, imply plagiarism. "If it's true that no one reads us," Rose said, perched on Grant's editor-in-chief desk in the Gazette room, "then why do you care what we publish?" Grant smiled from his seat at the desk behind her. Vice Principal Hackenstratt, the newspaper's nominal advisor, stood in the doorway, wearing a wrinkled suit and holding the proof pages that the Gazette was required to run past him before sending the issue to the printer. It was the last issue of the year, affectionately known as the grad issue. And since Rose and Grant were juniors, it was the first issue they'd worked on since Grant had taken over as editor-in-chief. They hadn't discussed it, but both of them were willing to be expelled over the contents of the paper, though they suspected it wouldn't come to that. Hackenstratt didn't have nearly the same investment in his side of the argument. He was doomed before he began. The vice principal rubbed his forehead with the back of his hand.
"You can't write this. You're advocating for leaving our school vulnerable."
"No. We're refusing to endorse your ridiculous plan to invade students' privacy," Rose said. "That's not the same thing."
"It's not ridiculous."
Hackenstratt waved the papers to emphasize his words, but the pages flapped in his face.
"After what happened in Columbine, at Virginia Tech, at Sandy Hook." "Those are all awful tragedies,"
Grant interrupted him.
"But we already do lockdown drills, like every other school in the state. No one else does what you're suggesting." "If you're innocent, you have nothing to worry about," Hackenstratt said.
Rose shook her head. "That's like the definition of a slippery slope." Hackenstratt's proposal to the school board to increase the school security included a requirement that all students give up their online passwords, along with more standard requests like regular random locker checks for any reason and metal detectors at every exit and entrance. Rose and Grant's editorial pointed out that Hawks High wasn't any different from any number of schools in the state or the country. In the middle of suburban sprawl, a reasonable distance from Chicago and its uptick in crime, but not far enough into the country for students or their families to have any significant hunting culture. Although it was a big school with kids from all sorts of backgrounds, everyone had always gotten along fairly well. Treating every student as a potential threat seemed a huge overreaction.
"I know you think of yourselves as adults, but you're children, and you're under our care. We get to choose how to keep you safe."
Rose crossed her arms. "Where's your evidence that having our passwords would save anyone? Why not come up with ways to help kids who are struggling instead of turning the school into a police state?"
"Watch it, Rose,"
Hackenstratt said sharply.
"You're hardly in a police state. The fact is, you don't know who might crack. I don't know. No one knows. Maybe it'll be no one, or maybe it'll be the quiet kid in the back. So I want us to get all the information we can."
"You're treating everyone as if they're already guilty just in case someone snaps."
"Wouldn't you rather be safe and constrained than free and dead?"
"No," she said, sticking out her jaw.
"Oh, come on, Rose. Mr. Hackenstratt, this is a super fun fight, but are you going to censor the paper or what?"
Grant asked. Hackenstratt sighed and ran his eyes over the proof pages.
"The issue is not the paper itself, or even your right to publish facts,"
he said.
"Editorials are opinion pieces, so it wouldn't be suppressing the facts for me to forbid you to publish it."
Grant leaned back in his chair.
"So, the censorship road, then."
"We'll figure out a way to get our piece out there," Rose said. "And then everyone will know that you're responsible for stifling honest debate."
You'll get more attention for censorship than the original editorial would get, for sure, Grant said.